Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vince in the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Check 1-2, test 1-2, stab a ham, Al Hugs, and Boba. 2-2, checkity, check 1-2. Hey guys, get out of the show, starting. I gotta do that right.
Bitch in the Bay.
Testing 1-2-2-2-2, check 1-2. D-I-G in the plate. D. The ICB Orchestra in the building. In effect. Over here we got Steve Meyerman. Yeah, I know, I'm Patriot Gregging. I'm still under cyber attack. The bronies have been pointing their rainbow lasers at me. I might have to do what I did last night and switch browsers and fix my IP address, but just restart my router and all that bullshit. But it's Big City Tuesday. Call in. I'm glad, speaking of big titties, We got, holy shit, we got Lady Slugga in the house. Wow. Of course, that has a rhythm in the building. Wow, Lady Slugga coming out of nowhere. That's going way back. That's going old school BTR right there with Lady Slugga. Bathtub girl, you've got tits, don't you? Hasn't this been confirmed? Anyways, tonight is dedicated to large breasts. Ladies out there with the very large nitties, this is for you. Feel free to call in. Tell us how your breasts are feeling tonight. Big Titty Tuesday. Oh, shut up, Mary Mad. Yeah, I have moobs. So what? That means it makes me an appropriate host for the show, okay? And you wish you could suck on my moobs. Anyway, let's see who this person is. I got a caller already. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air. Who's this?
I was mean to you earlier tonight, so I wanted to apologize.
Oh, it's Bathtub Girl. So that really is you, BTR, BTG?
Yeah, that's me.
Okay, fantastic. Cool. Well, what's going on, Bathtub?
Well, I'm enjoying life. I get to have a big shot tomorrow, my $800 shot. Desert Rose, I got my medicine, so maybe this is going to make my pain go away. You know, I'm always in pain, so kind of excited. I know it's small and trivial, and I am moving to California sooner, from the sooner state. So I'm in Oklahoma.
Oh, really? What part of California?
Place in Thousand Oaks, West Lake Village. It's hard for me to remember that name because it sounds weird.
That sounds vaguely familiar. Somewhere in the greater Los Angeles area, right?
Yeah, it's outside of L.A., outside of whatchamacallit. Mm-hmm. All I know is that lady from Beverly Hills Wives, Kim Richards, used to live in Westlake Village. It's a Jewish area. So.
Mary Mads from Southern SoCal. She says Westlake Village is a gay enclave.
Is it really? Because I don't have a clue. All I know is that he has a pool in the shape of the state of Texas. Even when I go to California, I can't get away from the craziness.
Right.
He's like a cowboy in California. Who's a cowboy in California? I mean,
John Wayne, when he used to be alive.
Well, I mean, he was raised up in ranches in California.
Gene Autry.
Ronald Reagan, right?
Ronald Reagan, sure.
Yeah, he did a land deal for
cowboys.
The Ronald Reagan Library. He did a land deal for that, so. Life is crazy and small, and it
wacky
operates in patterns. It's the age of Athena, you know? It's all about the uterus.
Exactly. So, that's what I've been saying all along. It's all about the uterus.
It really is. It's all about patterns.
Mm-hmm.
Does anybody agree with me? It's all about patterns.
You know,
the pineal gland. And,
you know who agrees with you?
Who?
I'm pretty sure my co-host for tonight, Hammurabi's Code, would agree with you. Is that right, Hammurabi's? Welcome to the show, Hammer.
I absolutely agree. Is anything really not about the uterus when you think about it?
Well, I was thinking about the pineal gland, which has a lot to do with the uterus also, but...
I didn't catch anything about the pineal gland.
Pineal gland is in the front lobe of the brain.
Yeah, no, that's what I said.
I've been obsessed with it for the last... No, I don't know, 20 years.
It's kind of what I figured. Can't get enough of it. Just when you think you've been crammed full of it, all you want is more of it.
That's
TWSS.
I have no idea what that means.
Go on Twitter, search the hashtag TWSS.
TWSS?
Yep, TWSS. Well, go ahead. We'll wait. Look it up.
I'm on it. All caps?
Doesn't matter.
Well, I just wanted to say I was sorry for being so snarky earlier.
Okay.
So sorry. You're probably not one of the dumpster lovers. You couldn't be. You couldn't possibly be that evil. So.
You know, I really don't think it's fair to call her dumpster.
Well,
but,
it's my little pet name for her.
Okay,
and actually,
okay,
I did something nice for her.
Yeah, it just doesn't sound, you know, it just doesn't sound very complimentary.
Well, okay, I won't say it, but I did do something nice for her. I gave her an opportunity to get a job on a major market radio station, which she declined. So...
Are you kidding me? She rules late ATR.
Well, I'm going to a country station that was one of the top 10 major market radio stations in the country, you know, genre. I thought it would be something that she said she always wanted. And it was local to her area. It was part-time on the weekend. I mean, it was like it was custom-made for her.
Hey, bathtub girl, have you ever been with a man?
Have I been what?
Have you ever been with a black man?
No.
Would you like to?
I'm sorry, you're breaking up.
Would you like to be with a black man?
Well, I haven't been with that many men, to be honest. And I haven't been with that many Americans.
Because I was thinking maybe we could try to get Tyrone on the line.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, I think you'll like Tyrone. He knows how to treat ladies.
I'll talk to him.
Fuck yeah. He'll give you
okay.
That.
Because I can always hang up, right?
No.
Yeah,
it's not how it works.
Probably. Yeah,
well, I'll talk nice.
All right. If anybody gets a little call in.
You're breaking up a lot.
Yeah, like a ton. I can hear her just fine, but you sound like shit.
Is he there?
I don't even know.
Yeah, I'm here.
Philip, try one more time.
Can you hear me now?
Much better.
Okay. What was I going to say? Oh, yeah, Tyrone, if you're out there, call in. We would love to have you meet Bathtub Girl on air.
Do you have any callers on the board?
Not yet, but I'm crossing my fingers and hoping that Tyrone is being summoned somewhere.
Absolutely.
Oh. I do have something to say. Desert Rose is getting ready for her finals. I think she needs some help.
Oh, really?
What the fuck is Desert Rose?
So people are good with that type of thing.
Good times. Good times. Hey, let's take a call, shall we?
Sure.
It's Vince in the Bay with Hammurabi's Code and Bathtub Girl. We're now going to go to the phone lines. A caller you just called in. Who is this?
This is Aaron Socio.
Aaron Socio. Welcome to the show. You're on live with Bathtub Girl and Hammurabi's Code. What's on your mind?
I got nothing on my mind.
Okay, appreciate the call.
He's still there?
Do you want to join? Yeah, no, he's still there. Yeah, wait, hang on.
It broke up. I couldn't hear him.
Yeah, no, he's there. 347-826-7667. The numero. Shouts out to Aaron Socio in the chat room, also along with Anon Sicko, Big Bill, BTR girl, BTR bathtub girl, sorry, Desert, Frosty Time with Danny, Hammurabi's Code, I Eat Cake, Jewish producer.
Get the ladies. Angry Jew up in here.
There's, no, that's not the Angry Jew.
He was fun. No, yeah, but no, get him in here.
No, well, I don't think the Angry Jew is going to come back for a while because last time he was here, Schmoop doxed him.
Oh.
He had already been doxed for a while, but either way,
yeah,
I mean...
Yeah, he'd been doxed for a while. It was old. It was basically an old BTR troll that gave him the dox, and he tweeted it. But the Jews still didn't like that. And
I'm sure he's watching his money right
well,
now.
Nobody likes that shit, but let's be honest, man. It's already out there. Come on. I don't know. Anyway, he should call in. That angry Jew. He is fun.
Yep. He is a BTR legend here. You know, he actually had a show for a while. Can you believe that?
He did. Didn't it get 404?
Yep.
Or maybe he decided not to do it anymore. I don't know which one it was.
No. A bunch of trolls used to get back in the day when anybody could have a free show. A bunch of trolls like the Skype assholes had their own show.
That's true. They did.
But eventually got 404. Yeah. A lot of the BWC kids did shows, multiple shows. All of them got shut down. Yeah, they're just not. Wild Goose tried to do a bunch of shows. They shut them all down. They're not. They don't allow trolls to have their own shows.
Well, I think that's definitely discriminatory.
Yeah.
Some of those shows are
why,
some of the best,
and speaking
best shows
of Desert
out there.
Rose, Desert Rose was the one that was campaigning for troll rights. It's very pro-troll.
I don't believe for a second that you're in a bathtub.
Oh, I was.
I'm
I've
just
already
putting
washed
it out
my
there.
Hair and
she
I
actually,
was earlier. I was on Jewish Producer's show and I was in the tub. Was I not?
More
I don't
times.
Hear you splishing
dude.
Or splashing. I
dude,
call bullshit.
Honestly, more times than not, she's usually in the tub. It's we just got her after she got out.
It's all about ambiance.
Well, I had to apologize to Vince because I was rather snarky to him earlier and I felt badly.
Okay.
I'm usually not snarky to Vince.
Why were you snarky to Vince?
Well, I don't think it's a topic he wants me to discuss on here. Right, Vince?
Yeah, right.
Jesus. I don't even know what to do with this. God.
Well, you don't know how to pee?
Pee?
Never mind.
I walk around peeing all the time. Is that what you do? You just walk around piss on shit?
Uh-huh.
I do. Only in my free time. Only when there's serious business on Vince in the Bay.
Serious business.
Yeah, big tits. It's serious business.
I need to buy myself a pair. I do.
Of big tits?
Mm-hmm.
Actually,
look
I'd love
at my
that.
Picture. I do not have big boobs. I want big boobs.
I'd love to see the ladies in the chat room just type in their bra size. That'd be nice. We could just get a...
I need an opinion. Should I go double F or double G?
Excuse me?
Should I go to double F or double G? I'm like a full C.
Here, why the fuck would you... Don't touch your titties. If you're honestly a full C, don't do anything with those.
Yeah, that's what...
Well, I used to be heavier. I was like 47 pounds heavier, and I want them to be more full. And I thought, you know, to get them back to where they were, why not get them a little bit bigger?
Ladies, because why not... 36C.
But yeah, fake titties will fuck some shit up. They're just weird.
Well, no,
sometimes.
No. Listen to my logic here. They used to be bigger
there
than
isn't
a full
any.
C, right?
What?
And why not? They
what
used
are
to
you
be
now?
Bigger. I'm a full C. I'm a very full C cup. You know, I'm talking about cup size. You know, and I
whatever.
Want them.
That's usually like
back
a,
to where
a
they
nice
were.
Level.
They were like a double
C. You're coming
C
in on Big
right.
Titty Tuesday, and you don't want to talk about cup size. Give me a fucking break. Listen here.
Where
don't
are you,
go fucking
dude?
With what God gave you there. Fake titties
Vince?
Are weird. Any guy who's a true
yeah.
connoisseur
can
of titties
explain,
is going to tell you, you don't
educate
fuck
the man.
With God works in
educate
a
the man.
I think he's trying to educate you, actually.
The
yeah.
cup size.
I don't need to be told. I know. I love big-ass national
Okay, let's
titties.
All laugh at him. Let's all laugh at him.
I actually agree with him.
Welcome to the real world.
Cup size,
you got nice
that matters.
Titties. Shut the fuck up.
I don't have fake titties. I don't.
I said you have nice titties. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, be
I want
happy
them back
what,
to where
what
they
God
were. What is wrong with that?
There's a lot of chicks with smaller tits than that that would love to be in your shoes.
Oh, my God.
Do you have any idea, like, how weird it is to, like, feel a real boob around a fake boob? It's creepy as fuck.
Yeah, I felt.
I just want them back to
times.
Where they were, and I thought if they're back to where they were, why not go, you know, just one or two sizes up?
Whatever, dude. Why don't you just start eating another meal a day until your titties are as big as they used to be?
No.
Okay.
No,
well,
I'm not going
listen,
back there.
I'm not here to tell you how to get your bigger titties. That's up for you to decide. But bottom line, don't fuck with that shit.
Yeah, if you're already a C, you shouldn't mess around.
Full C. Full C. So, I don't know. I think boobs are very personal to a woman. And when you go down, you know, it's just, I don't know.
You
maybe
think...
if a woman calls in. I like a woman's opinion. Really would.
Yeah. Yeah, why don't we get
on if titties are more
Lady
than a Slugga vagina?
Or Mary Matt or Melissa or Desert Rose. Lady, please call in and enlighten us.
I'd love to hear this. Did I really just hear you say that breasts are more intimate than vagina?
Who are you talking to?
You? Well, Vince didn't say anything like that. You were.
I didn't say anything like that at all.
You
I
said,
did not say the word vagina
said,
at all.
You said goes down.
When a woman goes down in size, like in breasts, I didn't mention the word vagina at all. Maybe you were thinking it.
I heard you say go down. I didn't think
I can
that.
See where your mind's at.
Whatever.
Vince, did I say the word vagina other than just now?
I don't know. I wasn't paying attention. What was the question?
He was saying that something not going
down
in vagina.
I'm busy engineering a radio show here. Let me bring on another caller. Go ahead, caller. You just
okay.
called. Who's this?
Lady Slugga.
Oh, my God. Lady Slugga. How you doing?
Did you just get a boner?
Oh, yeah.
I know you did.
Oh, yeah. The beast has awoken. Thank you for joining us. How are you doing, darling?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. I'm just fired up the old radio show tonight. A lot of things have happened. I don't know when the hell the last time I talked to you was. Probably years ago. And it'll probably be years ago again. We just lost her. Lady Slugga, please call back in.
Mary Mag, call in.
I'm pretty sure Lady Slugga has big boobs, so we are in luck. So, Lady Slugga, yeah, you dropped off there. I don't know what happened. Call back in. Oh, I think this is her. Hey, Lady Slugga, is that you?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I know it's probably been like a year.
So, Lady Slugga, refresh my memory. What bra size do you wear?
What bra? 36C. I put that in the room.
36C?
C. I have small boobs.
What the fuck is it with you two being like, 36C is a small boobs?
Wait, you guys both have the exact same size boobs?
Yeah.
I'm 38C.
Oh.
Well, I do have small boobs, though. My bra size is big, but my boobs aren't. But they're kind of cute and little pink, you know?
Yeah, that's weird. That's weird. You know what's really funny is that Hammurabi and my are both of our moobs are also 36C.
Ooh, maybe we should rub them together sometime.
Yeah, let's do that. Mine are really hairy though. Sorry. I'm Italian.
Oh, the room's spinning.
Bathtubgirl.com.
Oh, I'm sure that's not me. It's probably that disgusting site. Don't go to it. Don't do it.
Oh, hey. Here's the history of Bathtub Girl. I was living in San Diego at the time when my crazy old astrologer friend, Timothy, gave me a small vial of red syrupy fluid. He said, use this liquid for good luck on the night of a full moon. And remember, this concoction needs water to create its magic. She walked home knowingly. The moon was full. I ran myself a hot bath and climbed into the tub. When I finished pouring the liquid, you should be reading this. This is like from the chick's point of view. See, this is what I want to do.
I'm not interested in you reading that, Vince.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
I want to hear what he has to say. What do you want, Vince?
No.
I was thinking about doing a segment on my show called Vincent the Bay Reads 50 Shades of Grey, but then I read 50 Shades of Grey, and it's all told from the woman's perspective, so it's like, it doesn't work.
Well, I'm writing some erotica, and I'm writing a script on sex cam girls. And maybe on some that doesn't really... Mm-hmm. Yeah, based on the two themes that people do not want to be alone, and they want to be loved from both sides of the screen. And I can't make this crap up. I mean, it's so, so good. And I used to work as, well, you guys know all this crap. I don't need to regurgitate it. But I had some of the diaries of my grandmother when she lived on Alcatraz with her husband. He was over the kitchen there. And my grandmother was a freak. It's kind of weird.
Adam,
to read her diary.
Wait. Oh, Adam O. wants more ponies. I don't know if you were paying attention the other day, Adam O., but we had a whole show dedicated to ponies on, what was it, Saturday? We had the Brony Hate Show.
Are you talking about the gore ponies, the BDSM ponies?
No, I'm talking about the guys that are like into My Little Pony.
I thought you were talking about where the women dress up as ponies and.
Oh God.
No.
Those are
furries. I think
you
want
to go. This is different than furries. This is called House of Gore. It's definitely lifestyle. Definitely lifestyle.
What does it entail exactly?
A lifestyle. Someone that lives a submissive lifestyle, and they live as a pony. They live in a stable. It's different than a furry. No, I mean they live as a furry. It's just not as a furry. I misspoke. I've had a drink, Vince. I've had a drink. Because I'm nervous.
I hope I never meet a man that likes to live like a pony.
No, it's women. Women with long hair, usually blonde hair, or very short hair, and they put this thing on the back of their head, and it's pretty intense, and a lot of latex, and it's pretty intense. And he's a very good writer, too, by the way, as far as writing.
Okie dokie. Let's take a few more calls here. It's Vince in the Bay in a late night random titty, Big Titty Tuesday special edition of Disorderly Conduct. I got Bathtub Girl, Hammurabi's Code, Aaron Socio, and Lady Slugga. And now we got another caller. Who's this? Caller, you're on the air.
Yo, what up, Vince? It's Tyrone.
Oh, my God. Thanks. God.
Tyrone.
Tyrone. I was just
Tyrone,
talking to Bathtub.
The Bathtub
Girl
just
bathtub
talking
girl.
About wanting to suck a black dick for the first time in her life.
Oh, I got you, little mama.
So tell me about yourself, Tyrone.
Yeah, we want to hear all about you, Tyrone.
All right, well, you know, I'll say I live down here in Atlanta, Georgia.
Really?
Yeah.
I was on the Hot 97 there a couple of years ago.
Oh, you was? Yeah, I think I heard something about that. I see you've been around, though. I heard about you before.
Yeah, I sure have been. So tell me about yourself, Tyrone.
Well, like I said, I stay down here in the dirty, dirty South. You know, I do my little thing on the streets. I got a legit business, though. We be running a garage. We got a garage.
Really?
Tyrone Body Shop. Mm-hmm.
Tyrone Body Shop. You probably got mattresses in the back and have hookers from Backpage working out of it.
No, he has a dance studio back there. I'm certain he has a dance studio, right? Right, Tyrone?
I don't know about all that now, but...
Well,
I
could have
sworn I heard somebody talk about a dance studio that you had.
Nah, see, I don't know. See, my lawyer, he done
just
told me...
Just because there was a pole in there doesn't mean that it's a dance studio.
My business lawyer, he said I ain't supposed to talk about... Well, let's just say I ain't supposed to talk about what I ain't supposed to talk about.
Well, entertainment purposes only, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I hear you. I understand, Atlanta.
Are you circumcised, Tyrone?
Yes, so that's a very big deal to me. You have to be circumcised.
Oh, yeah, I'm Jewish.
You're Jewish?
Yeah.
What synagogue do you go to in Atlanta?
Tribe of Judah. Huh?
What synagogue do you go to in Atlanta?
Oh, I go to Alvin Spielberg's House of Agape.
House of Agape.
That's fucking great.
He never told him my name. Shada King Kamiyaha. What does that mean?
Oh, that's what you gotta say right before they cut you. Cut the tip of your dick off when you turn 13.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, even newborn babies got to say that? Or do they usually do that when you're an adult?
No, you don't do that till you 13 when you do it
when
later
you're Jewish.
On. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Well, damn, Vince, I missed you. Make me laugh. It's your fucking awesome shows.
Vince, I think it's time for a song. Does Tyrone have a song on here?
Maybe he could beatbox for us. I said beatbox, not beat a box. Rap for us. You a rapper?
Please.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Sure, Tyrone.
No, I don't do that. See, that's a stereotype.
Until you rap about big booty hoes. Oh, no, big titties. It's
but you're in Atlanta, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm in Atlanta, but that don't mean I don't rap, though.
The Mecca.
Are
I
you
actually very close.
You don't rap?
Actually.
Tyrone, do you like the song?
You don't rap? It sounds like you have a...
No, I'm actually a very cultured gentleman of good taste, to be honest. I don't fall in all them stereotypes.
Oh, that's good.
I enjoy fine wine. As a matter of fact, last time I was at a little Italian restaurant, I ordered me a Montepulciano di Abruzzo.
Oh, I was just going to say, you said you like fine wine, but I don't think Crunk Juice falls into that category.
You're talking about racist, motherfucker.
You're talking about lean?
What?
Lean?
What is it? Lean?
Scissorp?
Drug.
Scissorp? Do people still do that?
Yeah.
Scissorp. I'm from a stupid area, so maybe I'm just behind the times.
I actually do it every night before the show.
What the fuck
do
is
you?
It?
It's when you, you mix cough syrup with gin,
semen.
I think.
In the fuck would anybody? That you're picking two awful tasting things to combine.
Drink. But what? No. They have a solution for that though. What they do is they take a Jolly Rancher and they put it at the bottom, and that gives it sweet flavor.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is that a watermelon Jolly Rancher?
Probably in the dirty South, probably.
That was probably.
Tyrone, what kind of cereal did you have before the show?
What?
What kind of cereal did you have before the show?
What are you talking
Wheaties?
About? Ain't no cereal.
Wow. What kind of cereal do you normally eat, Tyrone?
Captain Crunch.
I don't eat cereal.
Black people don't eat cereal?
I think they have greens and grits, right?
I like grits. Yeah.
Because you can make
who
them a water, right?
Eat that every day.
You need milk for that.
We need more breasts on the show. This is Big Titty Tuesday. If you have big titties, call in now 347-826-7667. We have some C cups. We need some double D's. You know what I'm saying?
Wow. I want to know how big I should go.
Shoot for the stars,
man. That's what I
want to
know.
What?
I'd settle for any chick calling in.
Wait,
yeah,
you don't like us?
Titty's notwithstanding. I don't even know you.
Finn, show them the picture you got of me in your phone.
Do I have a picture of you on my phone?
Why, you got that many pussy in your phone?
Oh, you know what? I have...
Don't be a titty Jew.
I think I got a different phone since the last time I talked to you, so I think... I think whoever stole my iPhone has that.
Oh,
God. Speaking of phone, though, if y'all want to hit me up, y'all hit me up at, I'll give you my number. My number is 816-588-5182. And you can hit me up on the text.
Yeah, be sure to write that down, bathtub lady. I just don't have a pen right now.
That's 816-588-5182. Hit Tyrone up on the low.
On the low.
So you're on the low down?
Yeah, I stay on the low. I stay low profile.
Low down?
Yeah.
You're on the low down?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. So how long have you gone both ways?
So what though?
You said how long?
You just said you're on the lowdown.
He's a culture gentleman. He doesn't understand what that means.
He's from Atlanta. He should know what that means.
Well, and he's black, so.
Well, you say I go.
He should know what that means. It being that too.
You say I go both ways.
It was what 816-588-5182. Is that the number? Should we call that number?
He said on the low, Vince. Why'd you just
Please
blow
do.
Both of you up?
Yeah, that's my number, though.
That's What's your number? Can I call right now?
That's the lady.
Yeah,
you
should call
point.
Him right now.
We're just gonna check and double check and make sure that's your number.
Trust and verify, right, Vince?
Yeah. Trust and verify. Of course, I trust Tyrone. I just want to. We'll leave you an email because just so we can program it into the system and we'll have it.
Well, that'd be good.
Got to keep those digits.
Yeah.
Keep it on the low, though.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
The low down.
All right, here we go.
Oh, how funny.
Hello. Please state your name after the tone, and Google Voice will try to connect you.
Wow.
This is Vince in the Bay.
Nice.
Come on, pick up.
Vince.
Did you go to
voice? Tyrone, one of your hosts
you
got your phone.
Not available. Please leave a message after the tone.
Right. Hey, what's up, Tyrone? This is Vince. I don't know if you know or not, but you don't have an outgoing message for your voicemail. So just a reminder, record an outgoing message, something like to the effect of like, hey, yo, this is Tyrone. Leave a message at the tone. So that way we know, because God forbid, who knows what, I mean, I might not even be leaving a message on your machine for all I know. So there, just a little friendly reminder there for you. All right.
Just a heads up.
And thanks for calling into the show tonight. All right.
Bye.
Yeah, my phone just rang, though. But I didn't answer it because I'm on my house phone talking to you, so...
Mm-hmm.
I do need to put that on there, though, the little voice recording.
Play a little song or something in the background, like Lil Jon.
I would actually prefer Glenn Gould's version of Variation 7, but, I listen to Lil Jon, too.
Play some Lil Jon, too.
He sounds like he tries to impersonate him.
I don't know about all that.
Let me hear you say, yeah! Go ahead and do it, please. Let us hear it. Please.
Man, y'all racist as hell. Y'all some damn racist, man.
We ain't
racist.
You know what? Please look at my page. Please look at my page. I am not racist. I am far from being racist.
You racist.
Why would you say we're racist? Based on what?
Because y'all are Nazis.
Based on what? Fuck out of here. All you black people that cry that shit piss me the fuck off. You can say whatever you want about us, but as soon as we say something about y'all, it's a big fucking problem.
No,
get out of here.
To support what he's saying. Based on what?
It's true, though, because all y'all crackers racist.
How is
racist.
It true?
It's just the way it is. All y'all crackers racist.
Crap.
Oh, really?
I don't mind being called a cracker. At least they're yummy.
That's
and
right,
I am
baby.
You're the biggest racist
That's
in the room
right
now. Aaron Socio, the biggest damn racist in the room, though, in the chat room talking. He's the biggest racist, Aaron Socio.
He's on the line right now. He's on the line right now. He can, Aaron. What, so you're saying that everybody here is a self-hating idiot? Elaborate, please.
Yeah,
please. It projects outward.
The fuck did you
when
just
people
say?
Hate themselves, they hate other people. When people hate
right.
themselves, they hate other people.
Mm-hmm.
Very simple. The same reason okay. war exists. Military recruit training conditions self-hatred in the psyche. That's what causes the suicide and the homicide and the substance abuse.
Nigga, you sound like a faggot.
So sexy. Ew, he sounds good.
You're self-hating.
Are you crazy?
You're self-hating. You're self-hating when you say that.
He sounds educated.
Diminish
on like you got a mouth full of gold in your mouth.
See, you racist too. See, talk about I got gold. I ain't got no gold.
That, shit. Well, what's in your mouth then? Swallow the spit that's in your mouth.
A combination of poor grammar and diminished capacities. Just what America needs.
Y'all some racist assholes.
Read what I just posted.
Well, you know, I could respect your opinion if you could support
Read
it.
Read what I just posted. It's 20 years of information and you can hate it, you can deny it, you can get mad at it, but it's fucking real.
What's real?
What I just pasted.
His link, dude.
It's I'm not trying to look at his shit. Are you kidding me? He has on
the
webpage?
Look at a fucking 50 IQ moron.
You go, Aaron.
Hey, Lady Slugga, what's your Twitter?
Blitzy,
I didn't hear what you
said. You were in the military, and you're mad because you know it's fucking true.
Hey, Lady
That's
Slugga,
what
what's your Twitter?
Why are you reading from a script?
Could you please let him finish asking me a question?
Reading from a fucking script?
My Facebook is Ms.Slugga.
No, you don't. You're not on Twitter?
Yeah, I am, but I really barely go there.
Well,
it's
what
probably Lady Slugga.
Lady Slugga? S-L-U-G-G-A?
Yep.
I'm going to look that up right now.
Facebook's for homos.
B-T-R-B-T-G.
All right, Socio, you're back on. Thank you.
Hi.
Hello.
Anybody want to say something intelligent?
Yeah, I want to say you a faggot.
Self-hate. Self-hate. Keep self-hating.
Why is he self-hating?
Because it projects outward. It's basic psychology deconstructed through physics. When people hate themselves, they hate others. When you love yourself, you love others. It's very fucking simple. It's zero and one.
Nigga, you gay.
The very fact that you use that
That's
word
where he goes.
Is because you're projecting your own hatred of yourself. You think fucking Malcolm X?
No, he's right. You're a fucking faggot.
You think Martin Luther King would appreciate the way you talk about yourself right fucking now?
Martin Luther King, whoop your ass, nigga.
Oh, my God. So ignorant.
Wow.
Martin Luther King was a pretty big guy. I don't know. How big are you, Socio?
I think if you look at the picture, you'll realize you don't need to be a big
He's
guy.
He's not that large.
We're not racist, though. Trust me. Never that.
But Martin Luther King would fight with his words.
I'm ex-government. I'm ex-government. Anybody know that?
Well, that's because he didn't know jiu-jitsu.
Oh, my gosh.
What did he say? Somebody knows jiu-jitsu.
No, I said he didn't fight with his hands because he didn't know jiu-jitsu.
Oh.
Even if he did,
might
he
have been a pussy for
words.
All I know, but that nigger gave a good speech. I'll say that much.
Oh my gosh!
Holy crap! Oh.
Y'all need Jesus, man. Y'all some motherfucking race.
Tyrone, this is what I have to deal with on a nightly basis. This is why I limited my show to one time a week, is because this is what it turned into every single fucking night, dude.
Wow.
What are you trying to say, Vince? I haven't called in a year.
Your shows used to be awesome all the time?
Yes.
That's what happens when you don't have a good Christian upbringing when they're young, though.
Oh,
this
please, you're going to believe in a Jesus, a God who's going to allow you to sin so much? You try to find out how much you can sin and still be saved?
Jesus
will
pill
slap your
oil.
It's a failed system that you base your loose government on.
Did you just go political with that at the end?
Hell yeah,
sure
I
did.
All right,
good for you. You know what time it is, right? It's fucking late.
Yeah, I'm tired of this.
For me,
Vince,
it's late.
I called in to apologize to because I was snarky earlier, and I did that. I tolerated
Shut
the
up.
Limited capacity.
Shut up and talk
damaged
about other things.
DNA person, and I've enjoyed your Aaron. What's his name again, Aaron? What's his name, Vince?
Aaron the faggot.
Hardy, hard, hard, darling. We talked on the phone yesterday.
I've enjoyed his words. I think they're true. I enjoyed talking to you. So, till the next time I talk to you, and good night, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And I'm the only girl on here. Is there another female online? Control yourself, fellas.
What your Twitter name, man, girl?
Lady Slugger.
Yeah, why the fuck don't you use Twitter? How old are you?
How old am I? I do use Twitter, but I do too many other things to worry about Twitter.
That's like the only thing that is worth looking at, because then people just get on soapboxes and it's fucking awesome. I really wish Ginger Brooks would call in. God damn it, that would be awesome. Erin Socio, where the fuck are you at with that? Why is she not calling the show?
Why is who not calling the show?
Ginger fucking Brooks.
I don't know why Ginger is not calling the
call
show.
Call her, fuckface.
Yeah, can't you, Vince? Call her. You used to do that to me all the time. Me and Candy.
Why do you want to talk to Ginger?
Because Ginger's awesome, and she's a nonstop roller coaster of fucking awesomeness. Call her, please.
All right, I will. Your wish is my command.
Hey, dudes, I don't know what you did, but you got rid of Bathtub Girl. Congratulations. I was just in the green room. I was just in the screen
room.
She's
masturbating. It's all good.
Wait, she was masturbating?
I'm sure of it.
Oh, okay. Well, damn.
She said she loves you, Vince.
Sorry, I missed that. I'll have to go back and listen to that in the archive.
And she apologized for being snarky with you.
She already told me that. Okay, cool. Right on. Good for her.
And your other friend is calling us racist. Would you please tell him that Lady Slugga is not racist?
Oh, no. Lady Slugga, she
loves the Black Shock?
Yeah, she... I don't think... Have you gone back? You went black. You never went back, did you?
There.
Oh, you did?
Did I ever go back? It's not that I ever left. It's just that... I don't know. Just happened that way.
There you go.
Just
right.
Went straight to Black Cock?
Yeah. She doesn't even know what Black Cock is like.
Interesting.
Vince, why are you lying? I've seen yours before. Them good old chat roulette days.
Oh, right. Right. Chat roulette. I forgot about chat roulette. Is that site still around?
I don't know.
Fuck, we should all go on there right now and see if we find each other.
I know, I used to love that shit.
It'd probably just be a pool of us.
Seriously. Because you go in there and you cycle through and there's, you know, there's not more than maybe 20 people on there at any one time.
It's pretty funny, though. I used to be hilarious in that room.
Yeah, I introduced you to Chiroulette.
Yeah, you did.
And you
Candy
like
used to be on there with dildos and doing all kinds
like,
of funny shit.
You like quit BTR to just like do chat roulette nonstop for like, didn't you do it for like 72 hours straight or some shit?
Me and Candy were doing some weird shit on there with dildos and stuff.
Oh,
I was beating her in the head with it.
Are you talking about Candy Shop? Candy... From Candy Shop.
Yeah, Candy.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
she's
one of my.
She's my lesbian lover. I love that woman.
Oh, not the black girl, Candy. I mean the white girl with the hoe that used to be at my house.
Oh yeah, not familiar with her work, but oh man.
You talk about tasty candy.
Yeah.
The black girl.
Ruby Sexy Candy.
Yeah.
She's been on the show before. She's she brings the goods.
Yeah,
she's like always uber horny, like ultra horny.
Yeah.
She's just, oh my God. Her tweets her tweets make me orgasm.
Yeah.
I shoot my load on, read a couple of her tweets and forget it. Just, that girl is nasty.
You don't, we're on each other's Twitter page.
Really? I don't see yours. I can't find it. Tweet me. Go on your Twitter.
I'm gone for a while, and you just delete me.
I can't find you.
No, that virtual blowjob. Unbelievable. How
we're
could
on
you
the
ever
air,
forget that?
Way. We're on the air, Lady Slugga.
I know. It's not like we didn't do it on the air anyway.
Dude, remember Bobblehead?
Who?
Bobblehead Productions.
I don't, but I wasn't in none of them movies, was I?
No, not movies. I'm talking about like when Miss PG and they used to do that late night show. And it was just like straight up phone sex.
Yeah.
For 2 hours. It was insanity. Like Petey Green would bang Petey Green would bang the shit out of Mrs. PG every night. Guaranteed. Now it was just a question of whether Thick Thangs was gonna join in and start rubbing herself off. Then there was who else was there?
The Crush Hearts.
Oh, that Candy came in towards the end. Who else?
There's a lot of us.
The chick from Australia. God, what was her name? I forgot her name. I forgot. Anyways, she would call in and get off too on the air. It was insane. I actually have some of those archived still. It's good fapping material.
Although I miss you guys.
Yeah, I miss you too. All right, what are you guys doing?
See what I said?
You guys pace spinning and doxing people in my chat room. What the fuck is going on? Seriously. We're just trying to
don't
have a nice, fun, friendly show here.
Don't do it. You mad? You mad?
And people
mad.
Are like pace spinning.
I'm not even
and
in front of the
doxing.
Computer.
I
the
know.
Night,
no, see, what it is Aaron J. Savinsky is thinking that he's all big and bad on the internet. Aaron J. Savinsky, age 32, April 1980, IP address 76.97.235.168, Comcast cable, thinks he's big and bad
Aaron
on the internet.
In real life. My name isn't Aaron in real life. It's not a correct
Well,
stop.
Yeah, it is, Nicole. Yeah, it is, because
you
got your IP address.
If you read it,
and
you read it, I was born
back-traced it from the cyber police, and the cyber police gave me your goddamn name. And the cyber police don't lie to people.
The who?
And now consequences ain't never going to be the same.
The who? The who police? What did you say?
The motherfucking cyber police, Nicole.
Yeah, the cyber
what
police.
What the fuck is that? The cyber
the
police?
The motherfuckers that
gave
me your age and your name and your fucking address.
Trapwire, the CIA, the NSA, the DHS, and the FBI. What cyber police are you fucking talking about?
Oh, you just named a shitload of people that don't give a damn about you.
You really? I've sent them.
Yeah, really. None of them motherfuckers even know who the fuck you are. You think you care about you send codes to the NSA, bitch? Please.
You want me to forward you the emails? I'll forward you the emails right now.
Motherfucking Barney Fife don't even give a fuck about you.
Why don't you give me your email address and I'll forward you the information?
My email address is hold on, let me give it to you real quick. My email address is motherfucking Aaron J. Savinsky is a faggot at faggot.com.
Don't self-hate too much. You'll self-destruct.
Phone number 770-565-2063, Savinsky at yahoo.com.
You actually think...
Yeah. Cyber police don't lie, Nicole.
You think that docs is correct? You have an IQ over 50? You think Aaron Socio is my real fucking name?
You have a
name?
Dick over 3 inches?
Exactly.
Oh, this is a big titty show, but we could talk about dicks that are over 3 inches. Vince, let us know
about
yours.
Yeah, girl, you already know. You already know, girl.
Yeah, well, penises are relevant because penises are needed for titty fucking. So.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, but remember that's what the
girl was talking about, the bathtub lady.
Hold up, girl.
Hey, speaking of that, though, hey, girl, you know what a chili dog is?
A what?
A chili dog.
Do I know what a chili dog is?
Yeah, you know what that is?
With diarrhea on it? Are you trying to, like, is it sexual that you're saying? I don't know. You just got done fucking some money in her butt?
You ain't never done that?
No, and if a man tries to stick it in my butt, I flip out. Find a boyfriend.
What, you ain't into that?
Exit only. No. Yes, I agree. Exit
you
only.
You ain't into that?
No,
I'm not.
You don't know what you're missing. You don't know what you're missing, girl.
Yeah, well, try
That's
doing
disgusting.
It with the chick that hasn't
I'll
fucking fully wiped her ass.
I'll suck dick all day before I let it go in my ass.
Oh, shit. Well, okay, that's all right, though.
Seriously, unless you got a chick that knows how to wipe her ass 100% pristinely, it's not worth it, bro. It's disgusting.
No,
come
that
on.
Is not fun. Could, and if you if men like that, do you realize what that does to a female's internal shit?
What?
You get impacted and all that. That's gross.
I mean, that defeats the purpose of being with a woman is the fact that she
yeah.
has a vagina. I mean, guys have assholes. If you want to fuck an asshole, just fuck a dude.
Any man that tried to put it in my butt, that's exactly what I said. Maybe you need a boyfriend. Not that I'm against that. Not, but in my butt, I am. I'm
oh
not
my
a butt
God.
Fucker.
Meeps is in the chat room. She says she doesn't have big tits. Can I still jam? Absolutely. In fact,
join
our
me.
Panel,
I don't either, babe.
Yeah, so far the two female callers that we've had call in have been 36C and 38C. So you're not alone, honey.
How big are you, Robies?
But I believe Desert Rose is 44 triple W.
Wow.
Yeah.
Holy crap. Holy crap. Desert Rose. You really got big boobies like that? Can we see a picture?
She does. They're huge. They're like major fun pillows.
She said fun bags. Fun pillows.
Fun pillows, yeah. Just, oh, man.
I don't know what I would do with boobs like that.
I know what I would do with them. Never leave the house.
You're talking about dick fucking. I'd be trying to wrap them motherfuckers around everything. Look at these. I got big boobs. I'd be going nuts.
mm-hmm.
Holy crap.
That's what I'm talking
that's
about.
That's amazing. And they're all natural too, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, motherfucking yeah. Why don't we take a little break here? I was thinking we'd take a little break and come back, and I think I might have a caller with some double D's waiting in the wings here. Although, I gotta refresh my switchboard here. It's acting weird. Am I sounding okay out there? Have I been Patriot Gregging lately?
Patriot Greg is really harassing you?
No, Patriot Greg's not harassing me. Don't you remember, or maybe this is after your time, let's see, Patriot Greg?
Mm-hmm, I remember him.
How come it's not playing? Dude, it's not playing my sound effects. What the fuck? This is so
Vince,
weird.
I want to test something out real quick, all right?
Yeah, go ahead, please. By all means,
I want to try something real
Greg.
Quick.
There it is, Patriot
okay,
Greg.
Okay, let me get that phone number.
Patriot
I'm
Greg.
I'm going to try and see if I can do something, if I can actually flash over, call a number, then flash back over, and have like a three-way.
Yeah, what? Like through Skype?
No, I'm on my phone. I'm gonna see if I can do it.
Oh,
real
okay,
quick.
Yeah. Do that, no. See if you can pull somebody in. That'd be great. Who are you gonna pull in? Oh shit, he's gone. All right. Oh my god, folks, I'm Vin the Bay. We're into hour number two. We're celebrating large breasts tonight. It's Big Titty Tuesday. Tyrone is here. Lady Slugga, Aaron Socio, Hammurabi's Code, and you, if you desire. The number is 347-826-7667. You can also Skype.
That shit works.
Hey, girl, what up? It's Tyrone. I was just trying to give you a call. Say what up, though.
Well, she didn't get that message. Let Vince ask for it.
Hello? I don't know why the damn phone started ringing after I already called it, but it worked, though. So.
Yeah, something happened. I don't know what.
Well, I just put it on a three-way call, that's all. So now I know how to do it. Anybody got a phone number they want to call, I can call it and talk to them and have them on the show, too.
Yeah, that's the three-way it usually does.
But I was just trying to hint and insinuate that maybe we could have a little fun with the telephone on the show.
Yeah, absolutely. If you have some ideas, some people you want to call, like I can call out too. If you give me a number, it's no problem. Like I called that other number. They just didn't answer. But for calling. We've called a lot of folks. Called out a lot of
call hookers on Backpage.
We called Westboro Baptist Church once. They didn't answer, though. Left a message.
They never called back. Pull up Backpage, Vince.
Backpage? No. You
back
pull it up. You give me the number.
I told you
I'm an engineer. I don't do research. Maybe people in the chat.
You pull up. You go to Backpage.com. Go to adults, the escort section, and call the girls that are posted.
Yeah, okay. So why don't you do that for me and find me a hot chick with big boobs?
All right. You think it would be easier if I did it from Skype?
Sure. Or you can just find the number and give it to me and I'll call. I don't care.
All right. So whoever is in the audience. I'm not in front of my computer right now.
Oh, you're not?
No.
Or what are you doing that? What are you wearing, by the way?
I got my T-shirt and my panty mask.
Ooh. Comfortable, huh?
Very comfortable. Yep, I sure am. I'm touching myself now, too.
Oh, really? Oh, hang on.
What did I just walk in on?
Let me dim the lights here.
Yeah, dim them.
I went to make a snack and get a beer, and I come back and...
Yeah.
Awesome.
So what else is going on, Lady Slugger?
A lot's going on.
Yeah? Are you exploring?
Ooh, I'm really exploring. You know, it's been so long for me, so...
Really?
Yep.
It has for me, too.
Yeah.
We'll make it all that much... better. Oh, Desert Rose says she's a 38 double D, by the way. Oh, I wasn't supposed to say that. Everybody knows you have big tits, Desert Rose. I mean, come on, give me a break. Anyways.
Don't judge me for my big titties.
Lady Slugga, what color panties are you wearing right now?
I have pink ones on. You want to take them off with your teeth?
Yeah, absolutely. Just slip them up off over your soft, round ass cheeks.
Yeah. Ooh, I love it.
I thought you were going to say penis.
No, we'll get to penises later, bro.
No,
relax.
Thanks.
Relax.
I'm good on that.
All right, fine.
Vince really likes blowjobs, too, but he likes a little more of the teabag and stuff.
That is actually incorrect.
why is that incorrect?
Well, I hate teabagging. It's annoying. I hate it when chicks, like, play with my balls. I'm not into it. I'm not feeling it. Sorry.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
I can't believe it.
Dude, don't get me wrong. I love it when they take care of my shaft, but the testes, you know, it tickles. I just, sorry, no.
It tickles.
Yeah.
You should make a T-shirt that says that, Vince. That's going to improve your ratings with the ladies.
You should make
don't
it.
Don't lick my
I'll
balls.
Bite off of you.
It tickles.
Got to capitalize on that.
Yeah.
He was more. I remember now. He did like the blowjobs a lot more. He really liked the sloppy top. He liked it. He spit it on and all that.
Fuck, who doesn't like a sloppy fucking blowjob?
Oh,
kudos,
yeah.
Man.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
Real sloppy, though. Real, real sloppy.
Oh, my God. All right, folks. I think we're going to have to take a little break, a little fap break. If you want to join us here on the air, don't be shy. We have Waiting in the Wings. We have the lovely, what's her name? Amber, the stripper from Michigan, who's going to call in. She's a 38 double D, I believe. I don't know. We'll get her to... let us know. And apparently Schmoop is on the line. I don't see him, though. That's misinformation. I don't see Schmoop on the line. But feel free to call in, Schmoop. We'll bring you on with Lady Slugga, Hammurabi's Code, Tyrone, and, oh, yeah, Aaron Socio's here, too. We'll be right back. It's Vince in the back.
I'm going to go get batteries. Make sure you grab the baby oil.
All right. No, I already have lotion. Thanks.
Disorderly Conduct with your host Vince in the Bay.
Don't quit your day job.
Mentre la multinazionale Thomson si è impadronita di tutti I brevetti della DPL e la ricerca ufficiale sembra si sia concentrata su applicazioni industriali di scarso interesse sociale e comunicativo, il sogno dei pionieri delle realtà virtuali perché queste siano condivise da più persone ed economicamente accessibili a tutti sembra allontanarsi. Ma la sperimentazione indipendente non si è fermata e oggi, grazie ad alcuni geniali creativi, è possibile accedere a dei sistemi di realtà virtuale a basso costo e condivisibili. Parliamo di Rentro 86, un segnale in gran costo.
Fighters are really something else.
Flawless victory. Friendship.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
What a silly Negro.
Oh, yes. The ladies are in the house. I'm so happy that Lady Slugga, speaking of ladies, Lady Slugga, I'm so glad you're here.
Aw, I'm glad I'm here, too. It's been a long time.
How did you even think to come to the show tonight?
You didn't see what I put in the chat room? It said that I just woke up from a wet dream, and when I jumped online, I checked my email, and your email for the reminder of your show was the first thing I saw.
That's so fucking hot. Oh, my God.
I was like, wow. Let me call him then. Finish this off.
Oh, yeah, baby. Well, we've got plenty of time to finish you off a couple of times. It's Big Titty Tuesday, everybody. Don't be shy. See, this is the kind of show that I'm sorry that Crappy Airbags is missing, because he always hypes my show as what was he called? Cyber crime, cyber sex radio, something to that effect. He's got a tagline. I wish he was here, but he's probably here in spirit. He's probably listening in the archive. Crappy, if you're listening in the archive, Twitter me the tagline you came up for my show. I thought it was pretty good.
Really?
Yeah. Something it tied in cyber crime with cyber sex, and that's kind of been the aim of the show, is to just have some very nefarious cyber activity going on every night. That's how it was back in the day, the wild, wild west of BTR. Oh, my God. It was no holds barred. I mean, everybody could do a free three-hour show. It was free.
Yeah,
3 hours free. You could have multiple accounts. I used to do fucking wall-to-wall shows. I had, like, 8 accounts, you know. All of them could do 3 hours. I would do 24 hours Vince in the Bay. It was insane. And then you would, like, live stream at the same time. And
yeah.
You know, and then late night people would be doing the sex chats and like the Yahoo Messenger and shit. There was some freaky shit going on back then. You remember Chaka Mama? Chaco Mama or Chaka Mama?
Chocolate Mama?
The skinny black chick? Oh my God.
She used to go by Tracy too, though, right?
I don't think so, no. Chaco Mommy or some shit like that. She just straight up had sex on her show. And cammed up for it. It was and simulcast on BTR. Did the whole show while some dude was just pounding her from behind on the couch.
Oof.
Yeah, those were the days, heady days, 10 days. Anywho, we still got 4 minutes in this podcast. If you want to join us, it's in the Bay.
You're breaking up real bad.
Oh my God. Is that better? Hello? Check.
Yeah.
Test 1, 2. All right. Hammurabi's code is here. Hello, Hammurabi. Are you there? Or are you fapping?
I'm here. I was muted.
Good, good. I love the self-muters. You know who needs to learn to self-mute is that Shadow DXS.
Oh, yeah.
No shit. He needs to know how to self-mute. We have Aaron Socio.
Apparently not.
Oh, hang on. Give him a second. The wheel's still spinning here. The board's running really slow. I don't know. Shit's just laggy. I think it's the bronies, man.
They used to do that to us all the time.
The bronies have been pinging me nonstop since the Bony Show. I want to thank the bronies, actually. They helped me get great ratings. I thought, you know, shout respect to the Brony Nation.
Yeah,
Brony
Nation.
You're saying?
Oh, shit. She doesn't know what the fuck a Brony is. Tyrone,
it's
can you
just some word
on the Brony?
It's some word people made up to hate other people with.
Oh, so they
because
just,
people love to hate other people. Love's one of those things we just kind of...
Trolls used to be a big thing back in the day on here. The angry Jew. I like him, though.
What happens when we're all forced to love each other? What happens then? What happens?
Would you shut the fuck up if that happened?
Oh, no, friend. You're going to find out exactly what happened.
When everyone like loves each other? Not in this lifetime,
going to find out. You are especially going to find out what happens when you don't love other people and you don't love yourself. You are especially going to find out. You want to know why Petraeus resigned? You want to know the real reason?
Absolutely. I said absolutely.
That virus I created, it's been spread to all the government agencies.
Cool story, bro.
All right, let's
cool
take more
story,
calls.
Bro.
Let's take more calls. Cool I think story, we bro. Have Bathtub Girl. Is that you?
Hey.
Hi there.
I feel refreshed.
Oh, really?
I refreshed my drink.
Good for you. What are you drinking now?
A screwdriver. It made me think of old times with you. You remember our old times?
Possibly. Okay,
damn.
So let's see who else we have here. We got caller, block number. You're on the air. Who's this?
Hola, man. Yo, it's Roy Jimenez from Juan's Irrigation and Landscaping.
Oh, Roy. Well, yeah, great to have you here. What's going on?
Oh, not much, man. I just got done doing some yard work for a little extra money, you know?
That's fantastic, Roy. Well, it sounds like you're a hardworking American, making ends meet.
No, man, I'm from Mexico, man.
Is that Goofy Bone?
No. Oh, my God, Lady Slugga, have you heard about Goofy Bone?
No, my name isn't Goofy Bone, no. My name is Roy Jimenez. I'm from Juan's Agriculture Landscaping Company.
Oh, yeah. Right. Okay, so it's just the hedges in front, and then in the back there's like a tree, and it's pretty obvious. And there's a shed. There's tools in the shed.
We have our own tools.
How many guys do you have with you?
Well, there's me, and then it's Pedro, and then
Jose,
Juan, Jose, and just me, Pedro, Juan, and Jose, just the four of us, but we do a good job, though.
Yeah, all right, yeah, it's done deal. Let's take another
call. What happened with Goofy Bone? I want to know.
Oh, Goofy Bone is the president, late night president of BTR, can you believe that?
Is the who?
The late night president of BTR.
The late night president?
Yeah, they created this new thing. Remember Nature Boy?
Yeah.
Okay, Nature Boy, a.k.a. Todd Morris,
right.
Decided that he was going to be Blog Talk president, and he was going to hold an election for somebody to be the new Blog Talk Radio president, late night president. And so Jewish producer and Mr. Midnight Movie, who you may or may not be familiar with, but they decided to put up this poll, and they put a bunch of people's names up there. They put, like, Ron Paul Girl, Marijuana Happy Hour, Desert Rose, me, Goofy, all kinds of people. And then they narrowed it down to Goofy, Desert, me. And they had this fine poll, and Goofy got his Cholo Brony army to, like, vote for him with their botnet, and he just destroyed everybody. And so he's now the president of BTR. So we had this – it was, you know, kind of playing off the election cycle. We had debates and stuff. It was fun. It was kind of like a joke. It was like a Saturday Night Live sit where – you know, joke lasted just a little bit too long, but it was. But yeah, Goofy's the president, and I have to play. You know the Kim style song.
You're still breaking up.
Speaking of which, we lost Roy. Have you heard of Gangnam Style?
Did I what?
Have you heard of Gangnam Style?
Gangnam Style, no. What is that?
Oh, good. Never mind. Let's take another call. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air. Who's this?
Hello, yes.
Like a gangbang?
Huh? Yeah, that's you. You're on. Who is this?
Yes, yes. This is the actual real Roy Jimenez. How are you?
Another Roy Jimenez?
Yes, this is actually the real Roy Jimenez. You see, Roy Arcadio Jimenez is actually doing child pornography videos with him and Juan Pedro.
Okay, is this breaking news? Is this an exclusive?
Yes, this is actually breaking news. Also, I heard this guy named Aaron Sucio was on the line right now. I wanted to ask him a few questions. Aaron, how are you?
I'm here.
Oh, Aaron, you're here. Great. Hey, man, how are you? How you doing? Hey, how's the Illuminati going? You know, fucking, you know, like, you're trying to overthrow the Illuminati right now? You with the CIA right now?
What exactly is the Illuminati?
Well, that's what I'm actually trying to ask you, because, I mean, everybody's like, oh, man, you know the Illuminati because with the CIA and everything. And it's just like, maybe I should ask you, because... I heard that the Illuminati was actually ran by Martin Luther King.
I can tell you all about whatever you call the Illuminati if you actually let me talk. I'll tell you.
Yes, go ahead.
All life is one. Therefore, we are the Illuminati, are we not?
So does that mean like we have 666 on our head and shit?
That's gotta be
that's what's happening. That's what's happening to you.
Does this mean I have part of world domination? I've always wanted to be a part of world domination. Does this mean I have...
Does this mean I'm black? Because, you know, the Illuminati is actually black.
If you're in a coastal city, you may not have the opportunity to be part of the whole movement.
Aaron, do you know who this actually is?
What are you talking about?
This
what
is Schmoop. How are you? This is Schmoop.
I know it's Schmoop.
How did you know it's Schmoop?
Because I figured you'd talk just the way you talk.
I know, right? So, how's your sister? How's your dad? How are they doing?
Everyone's doing wonderful.
Everyone's doing wonderful. Oh, that's good. That's very good to hear. That's very good to hear you. Hey, let me ask you something. You know, while being on Skype, have you ever heard about fucking a VPN or anything like that?
Fucking a VPN?
What's so funny about a VPN?
Is this supposed to be a serious conversation, or is this supposed
to be a joke? I forgot. My bad. I forgot. You're some kind of weak heck of your Illuminati and shit. Yo, bro, no, never mind. I didn't say that. Don't hack me, bro. Don't hack me, please. Don't get anonymous on me, bro, please.
Computers. I hacked computers in the early 90s.
You hack what?
Mines now. Kevin Mitnick, don't talk to me.
Nigga.
I hack mines.
Nigga, you hacked mine. You couldn't
like
even hack my mind. Nigga, I'm high over 9,000 thoughts right now. You hacked my mind? Okay, what am I thinking right now? What am I thinking
didn't
right now?
Notice,
out of your mouth.
Didn't you notice 3 weeks ago?
Crap, you're talking
collapse.
He was thinking you're
yeah,
a
my dick, nigga.
Didn't you notice about 3 weeks ago your behavior completely changed and you became radicalized and you changed your entire background? You changed
hey,
your entire
girl,
method.
Hey, get on in here. It's Big Titty, Big
hey.
Titty Tuesday.
What the fuck?
Did you notice that?
Mm-hmm. I changed my background. What? Okay, what did I do?
Really good.
You changed
what did I do?
Your entire personality.
Yeah.
I changed my
you
entire
changed
personality.
You changed your entire personality. You changed your background to the Nazi symbol.
Yeah.
That didn't happen a
became,
couple weeks ago.
You became
what
more radical.
Are you on?
This
became,
is supposed to be Big Titty Tuesday. I want to rub my
yeah.
boobs with somebody.
Can I bring
I
my tits back into the conversation?
Hold on, I
want to
listen
to Mr. Will.
Yeah.
If you want to talk about
Nazi
tits,
dinosaur.
I'll leave. I don't care.
No, please, don't leave. Please, come on. We need the lead of Anonymous here. Please don't leave, man. We need the lead of CIA, lead of Anonymous, please.
Get the phone out of your damn mouth. You're talking to
me. Bitch, shut up before I come over there and shove my dick in your mouth.
Give him a break. He's on a Fisher-Price telephone. That's how it sounds.
Eat Mexican food, buddy.
Bitch, I will fucking come over there and I'll put my dick in your mouth.
I think your mother might get jealous. Let her finish eating it up, all right?
Oh, man. Oh, dude, I don't even know what to say. That you brought my mother in it. Fuck, man. What do I do? What do I do? Fuck, man. I'm gonna go delete everything real quick. I'll be right back. She just bought my mom, and then game over, man. Game over. Game over, guys. Fuck.
Bye.
I like her.
Bye.
She's cool.
He sounds like
titties.
A bad fucking Joey. What's his name? Defonio from fucking The Bronx Tale. He sounds like a bad mimic of trying to do something. I don't know. He's
okay. Hey, let's take
voice.
Another call. Hey,
to do something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Your voice sounds
hang
crazy.
Hang on a second. We got plenty
bitch,
of time.
You
sound like
right.
You got a Mexican mom and an Italian dad or something.
Everybody, see, this is what it turns into audio spaghetti. There will be a point in time where we will have a free for all audio spaghetti contest, but we got people waiting to call in. And I want to find out who this is. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air. Who's this?
Hello, yes, Vince. This is Le Researcher, the greatest European mind in all of Europe. Le Researcher.
I'm sorry, can you spell that?
Le Researcher. Le Researcher.
All right, never mind. Go ahead. So what's up?
I was just calling into the phone lines because I see that your little gay dinosaur, he called in, and so I wanted to speak to you about him. First of all, he got my dogs wrong. That is not my correct dogs. He get it wrong. He cannot even dox me. I am greatest detective mind in all of France. He cannot dox me.
Okay, let's put a socio back on, and also the real Roy Jimenez, a.k.a. Schmoop. You guys are both back on with, sorry, dude, I already forgot your name. How do you pronounce it again?
Just pronounce it Nick Cohen Durank.
No, that is not my name. You are failed.
That is actually your name, nigga. You can deny it all you want. That's actually your name, nigga.
You are wrong. I am not listening to this because you are wrong. You do not have the right person, no.
Nick, all I know is you owe me about 40 ounce right now, and I better have them by tomorrow.
No, I do not give you 40 ounce because you do not get it right. You get it right, I give you 40 ounce.
You're not old enough to drink 40 ounces, dude.
Nah, Nick, all I know is you owe me about 40 ounce. Jen owe me about 400, and Ginger Brooks owe me about 40. So y'all better pay up some 40 ounce real soon, know what I'm saying?
I do not have to pay you the 40 ounces because you did not get my docs right. You get my docs right.
No, bro, please, bro. Come on, bro. Bro, I'm scared. Come on, please.
No, because I will dox you right now. I put you into the Montego, and I will get your docs, and I will do that.
Finally, do it, please. Right now. Do it right now.
I will. And
when
you
right
will have to give me the 40 ounce.
Okay, if you can dox me, I'll give you like 1,040 ounce. How about that?
Okay,
wow,
hold on. Let me put
we're already up to 1,040 ounces.
I have to get on the other computer with the super secret Linux that the French government used. They let me borrow it to test it. And then I do this super secret French edition of the Maltego, and then I get your docs. And then you give me the 40
ounces. Sounds good.
Surprise, nigga!
All right. So we have a full board here on the Big Titty Tuesday / the Docs Olympics. It's turned into here as a sideshow. If you want to join this cavalcade of mediocrity, it's really easy to do. The number is 347-826-7667. Shouts out to the bronies who are DDoSing me again. I don't appreciate this. I really don't appreciate this act of cyber warfare. I'm not going to have to like broadcast from the Starbucks parking lot. You're making me have to live like a fugitive. I really don't appreciate this. It was all a joke. LOL. I mean, it's the internet. Come on, don't get serious. Oh boy. I'm sorry, guys.
Is Schmoop still on the line?
Yeah, absolutely.
Does he have any more questions, or does he want to troll me?
You love the questions. How come you don't have questions for the
people? I'm good right now.
Oh, yeah, Lady Slug is back.
There's really...
Hammer, obviously.
Oh, you muted me?
And,
what?
Yeah, it tells you when you're muted and unmuted. Everybody's unmuted.
Hello, I'm on the computer right now. I'm just on my phone.
Am I on the mute right now?
Well, it should still tell you on your phone.
It does?
Oh, yes. No. Muted. Unmuted.
Hey, am I on the mute?
That's,
did you mute?
That's
you know the chick that says that?
I want to fuck your voice in the ass. Jesus.
I get that way.
I
get that.
You want to fuck somebody's voice in the ass.
Goddamn right I do. Have you heard her?
Am I on mute right now?
No, I don't want to fuck Vince's voice in the ass.
Because I have the smooth docs. I just ran it through the multi-go and I have the smooth docs.
Perfect, perfect. We get the exclusive right here on air. Go ahead. Take it away.
I put it in the chat room. I just dox him. And I read his docs. Smooth docs. His name? Charlie Float. Born 25th April 1996.
Oh, game over, guys. My name is Charlie Float, guys. Game over. Game over, guys. He got me. No, keep going. I'm sorry for interrupting.
He stayed at his man's most school nights because he's closer to school. He stayed at the 6 Starbolt Crescent, Noel. I do not even know how to pronounce this word in the UK. Okay, and his email tewongs@hotmail.co.uk. I dox you. You owe me all the 40 ounce now, Shmoo.
Game over, man. I'm gonna go delete my room folder right now. Game over, man.
Go drink your pie.
Hmm. Well.
Impressive.
My work here is done. Ha ha.
Thank you, sir.
Okay,
appreciate
so how about the titties?
Oh, we'll get back to the boobies here in just a second, ladies. There's no need to worry. We got plenty of time. There's 22 minutes left in the broadcast. Plus, we have overtime, and also somebody has
overtime.
Extremely hideous. Ah, Hammurabi, you had some background noise there, dude. Background noise. All right, so
to have some great overtime.
Oh my god. Yeah, they're still there in the archives. I haven't deleted any of them. I'm not like some hosts that delete their archives.
I didn't.
Somebody stole my laptop. Okay, I have a different computer.
Oh no.
Now. I was in Philadelphia with the Occupy movement, and one of them fuckers stole my laptop.
Oh, that's
dude,
horrible.
Dude, I would never bring any electronics to some of that shit. Especially, like, Occupy Oakland? Oh, my God. I'm sorry,
well,
I can't go for that.
Well, I was doing the graphics and shit like that, and I was at a church, and it was stolen out of the church.
Oh, my goodness. See,
I
told
you
it's the Christians every time.
I was spazzing out.
Yeah, I can't go for that. That's a no can do.
Maybe it was Prankville. It was Todd. It was Todd all the way.
Whatever it was, it is what it is. I'm Vincent the Bay. I'm here with Hammurabi's Code, Anon Sicko, Lady Slugga. Also, Bathtub Girl, Schmoop, and you, if you call in now, 347-826-7667. Don't forget, we also have Amber the Stripper, with the double Ds. She's waiting in the wings. Stick around. Be right back. D-I-T-B, yo.
Oh, I want some pussy.
Talking about no anal.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I'm sorry, I thought it was on mute.
Everybody can hear us.
Can they really?
Oops, I'm just
Oh, Desert Rose, I'm so sorry. She looks shocked. I have a strong oral fixation tonight. It might just
Everybody heard us rubbing our boobies together.
Oh my god. Close your eyes.
And Vince is now putting
my lips
between our boobies.
Todd calling in. Todd's brother. Prankville.
What?
Oh. Prankville, Todd. And Desert Rose is studying. Hope she does well on her final. But in the meantime, I want to eat. That's what I want to do tonight. I want some pussy. Do you ever want some pussy? I really want some pussy. Right. Thinking
what
about
tits. That?
You know, thinking about tits makes me want pussy. You know, just, you know? Okay, go for that.
I love pussy. Is that what you said?
Yeah. What? Oh, leave Aaron alone. Why are they so hard on Aaron? Aaron's smarter than they think he is. I bet he knows the meal plan. I bet they know. He knows. I'm feeling the love.
I feel great.
What are you doing right now, lady?
Touching myself.
Tell me how you're touching yourself.
How am I touching myself right now? I don't like insertion, but I'm playing with my clitoris. And sometimes I don't even do it for like pleasure. Just sometimes I can't help it. I just like the way it feels.
Do you sometimes wear pants or sit in such a way that you put pressure on that area?
Yeah, and you know what? That's great. You could squeeze your thighs together and, like, wow. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, sometimes I just squeeze real hard and kind of arch my back. And
yeah.
It feels really good to do that.
I'm great at masturbation.
Mm-hmm. Now, is your
really?
Right tip more sensitive?
You know what? I don't believe you. I don't believe you. Prove it. Prove it. Prove how good you're at masturbation.
How good I am.
Yeah, you got to prove it. A lot of people say they're good at stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You got to show us the
yeah,
goods.
Yeah, but it's easy, though. Like, you could just squeeze your thighs the right way.
So easy. Just do it. Here. Do you need the music?
I feel so
now.
Good.
There you go.
Ooh, yeah.
There you go, baby. Take it away.
Talk to me, Vince. Say something sexy to me, Vince.
Well, what are your fingers doing right now, exactly?
You know, I think Vince loves running his hands through your hair.
There you go. Go for it, Bathsheba.
Grabbing the back of your head. Grabbing that tuft of hair. And lunging you forward on the ground.
Nice.
Flipping you over.
Okay, you know what? Actually, I think we're going to have to cut this segment. Sorry, guys. Hey, guys.
Huh? You're no fun tonight, Ben.
Hang on a second. I think, you know, Shmoop is on the line.
Okay.
And I think,
I'm sorry if I offended anybody.
I think he's underage. I don't know if this is appropriate.
Oh, okay. So, well, definitely not if he's underage.
Yeah, I just realized that. So I apologize, people. Yeah, Meeps is complaining too. Meeps is offended. This is just, I'm sorry, this is not appropriate
really?
For the live broadcast. No, we could get into this in the overtime. You know, I'm hoping that we lost Amber the stripper. She was on the line. She's going to bring the double D's. I hope she's going to call back in.
No, Vince, I think they were complaining to get to you. Now they're laughing. They're laughing.
They're not.
Well, okay.
Nobody's laughing. They're.
Okay, now they're laughing. Okay.
The
underage. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay. Before we get, we'll have plenty of time to have fun in overtime. We just got to wait like 13 minutes.
Okay.
In the meantime, I'm going to bring on another friend of the show. This is Danny. Danny, I think he's the tag team champion of the world or the internet or something. Danny, you're on.
Up,
what's
dude?
Up?
What's up?
What man? Up, my nigga?
Yo, what up, Shmoop?
How much?
Is Aaron Socio still here?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You're on with Socio, Slugga, Bathtub Girl, Shmoop, and yourself and me.
I had some questions for Aaron. We were actually talking on Skype earlier, and I kind of wanted to pick his brain a little bit about some things, just kind of see what's going on with this whole persona that he's presenting on Twitter and stuff. I mean, he's making some really big claims, claiming that he's in direct contact with the Vatican and with the CIA and other government agencies and stuff. So I just like to see what all that's about. I mean, how first of all, I guess I'll ask a more direct question. How do you contact the Vatican?
Let me back up. The core problem.
You know what? Actually, I can answer this question. You know what, Socio? I can answer this question. You want to make sure when you go to the Vatican that you don't wear shorts. They don't allow shorts in the Vatican.
That is absolutely true.
You'll be
they
turned
will
around
turn you right out of there.
Yep. You can't go in. So make sure you.
If you're a man.
I actually have another question for you, Socio. I'm wondering, how do you have contact with the Aryan Brotherhood in Oakland?
You have to know the contacts.
You have to know the contacts. Oh,
it's mostly,
okay.
So
it's not what you know.
It's
who you know.
A prison gang.
So
you have to write letters to people that are incarcerated.
Okay, Aaron, but you say that you're all about love and that you want people to love themselves and to love each other, but so why are you hanging out with these Aryan Brotherhood guides? I mean, I've been around
right?
Like, they're not really lovey-dovey.
In order to understand this, I would need the chat room to go silent for about a minute so I can explain. The core problem with humanity has been identified. There is an interspecies predator within humanity. It's called malignant narcissism. You can Google it. It's also considered a sociopath. Now, that's not a problem unless these people have power. When they have power, like the Walton family. Or,
so kind of like
niggers,
basically?
No.
Nope.
I'm talking
about
people who run... People who run things, corrupt politicians,
like
corrupt CEOs. Some, but not all of them. The
most
bottom
of
line
them.
Is,
most of them.
There's a psychological mechanism now that both identifies and self-destructs these people, and one by one, they're all going to fall. And you're going to see people resigning and people committing murders and suicides more and more from this day on.
But what does that have to do with your associations with the Aryan Brotherhood, though? I mean, you're preaching love and tolerance, but yet you say you're friends with the Nazis.
Hate is energy that can be transferred into love just as much.
Somebody just pushed a hooker out the car. I heard
the door. Can everyone just shut the fuck up for a minute and let me talk? When
well,
the hate
we supposed to talk about boobies.
Well, we're going to get to boobies in about 10 minutes. 10 minutes. We'll just let these guys
do
their thing.
After I finish. please.
Yeah. No, don't worry. Hang on, ladies. Hang on. If you want, I can warm you up in the green room, ladies. If you, there's plenty of. We can totally.
Are all
know.
Of you drunk? Is that the
problem?
Right,
I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what, guys. You guys. I'll tell you what. I'll let you guys can have the show. I'm gonna go in the green room with Lady Slugga, and then you know we'll come back in about 10 minutes. Okay.
Fair enough.
Okay.
So all right, ahead, so you're listening to Russell Lee Radio, and we're here with Aaron Socio, and we're just asking him basically what his associations are with the Aryan Brotherhood and how that affects his outlook
Danny?
On...
Danny?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, well, I actually have a problem with what he said. Little does he know that actually other malignant narcissists are actually niggers and Jews, because that's all they do. They're a bunch of narcissists, and then they're really malignant. I just thought I'd point that out.
Well, actually, yeah, the American Mental Health Association just came out with a release last week saying that, as a matter of fact, I saw that, and it specifically stated that African-Americans, and particularly Negroes in general, the Negro race are usually all tend to be malignant narcissists, especially people like, you know, Jay-Z, you know, who actually, Aaron, contradictory to your opinion, is a person of power. I think it was rather racist that you said black people couldn't be powerful people, too.
And Aaron, I actually have a question for you. You claim that you're about peace and love, but you associate yourself with black people, and black people are known to be good people, so why would you associate yourself with black people?
All life is one. Did you not get the fucking memo? The code
no,
of
no,
life
I didn't.
Crap.
I didn't get the
All
memo
life
because...
Life is well, one. All life
well,
is one.
Well,
life
you're wrong there because... Because all life is one, except niggers, actually. Black people, you know, niggers aren't people.
How old are you? How
actually,
old
the American Census Association just came out with a study last week that said that in fact, is true, that all life is one, save Negroes.
I'm actually 32 years old.
Great.
Yes.
You guys are hilarious.
No, I'm not trying to be funny, Aaron. I'm trying to teach you a life lesson here because the issue with the white man today is that they think that niggers are people, and the thing is, the niggers are oppressing you, man. You need to understand that, you know, while you hold a higher power in the CIA and you have contacts with the Aryan Brotherhood in Oakland, you got to fight back against the black man because they're trying to take away your powers and they're trying to take away your freedoms, man. I mean... It was part of Martin Luther King's whole plan the whole time, and Al Sharpton is taking over.
Right,
I mean,
I'm sorry to give you this news, but the whites are going to be a minority. I don't know if you got that memo. So,
you're doing it right then. Then you're with the right crew then, because that's what, you know, wait, did you say the whites are going to be? You're doing it wrong.
Listen, MS-13, Black Guerrilla Family, Nation of Islam, they're all on the same fucking list too. Read my paste bin at the
okay,
bottom.
Okay, so wait a minute.
It's
you're saying
pretty,
that you're saying that
group.
The MS-13, you're saying that MS-13, the Black Guerrilla Family, and the Aryan Brotherhood are all going to turn the Aryan Brotherhood. That's what it's going to be called when they join you, right? It's not going to be the Aryan Brotherhood. It's going to be the Aryan
they're
Brotherhood.
Not joining
all
me.
These people
they're
are
going to join
me. Up.
They're
you're going
to
have the Muslims, the Mexicans, and the Aryans
they're going to
join
visit.
Up, and they're going to take over the world.
Florida, shut the fuck up. They're going to go visit Palm Beach, Florida. That's going to be where they start.
Well, you see,
in Palm Beach,
Aaron, here's the problem with everything you have to say. I've read all your patients. They're very nice, but the problem is that you haven't heard of a person named Roy Arcadio Jimenez. You see, Roy Arcadio Jimenez actually is with Al Sharpton and Martin Luther King in taking over the world with black people. He's actually one of the biggest oppressors there is. You can ask Shaggy the Angel who he is. He's actually one big oppressor. Roy Arcadio Jimenez. Okay, you got to remember that name. Okay.
He's actually responsible for the Armenian Genocide.
Yeah, he's actually responsible for the Armenian Genocide. Roy Arcadio Jimenez has also done a numerous amount of child pornography videos with younger white kids to terrorize them and to convert them into being niggers and, you know, just... and making them think that white people are bad people when, in fact, that being white is the only way to do it. It being white is right, and if it's black, you got to send it back.
Once you go white, you know you're always right.
Yep. That's the most idiotic shit I've ever heard.
Once you vote black, you never go back.
I was in the most idiotic shit you ever heard. It's the most truthful, the most logical statement that anybody's ever said in their entire life. I mean, everything I say, Aaron... it's words of wisdom, brother. You know, because I'm with you, brother. I'm actually at Sabu. I actually need the federal brothers is ran by a bunch of brothers. And if you give in to those brothers, then you're going to be a brother yourself. You know? So you can't give in to those brothers. You know what I'm saying, brother?
When you're ready to have, like, an intelligent conversation.
No,
you know,
I'm trying to have an intelligent conversation with you right now. I'm serious. No, go ahead. Now,
you don't have the
Danny,
capacity to have a fucking intelligent conversation. You
Sir, I hate to interrupt you, but your jimmies, they seem ruffled. Is this true?
And that's where you go.
Not at all. I wouldn't let somebody with a fucking IQ of 70 get me pissed off.
Aaron,
I actually have the IQ of 80. The IQ of 80, okay?
Aaron, I totally feel you, man, because it's like this reminds me of when Constantine was out on the battlefield and he looked up into the sky and saw a giant penis in the sky with the words "In hoc signo vinces" on it.
That's hilarious.
Aaron, I actually have the IQ of 80. I don't know where you got 70, but I actually have the IQ of 80.
I guess it's possible.
All I know is, Aaron, I mean, I'm trying to sit here and have an intellectual conversation when you're sitting here trying to ruffle my jimmies, and your jimmies are getting ruffled yourself. I mean, Aaron, all me and Jimmy want to know is...
force and voice trying to make it sound deeper. I can sense it.
No. This is actually my real voice. This is actually my African-American voice. It's my real voice, okay?
It is his real voice. We went to kindergarten together. We were in elementary together.
We were in elementary together?
He's been black his whole life.
Oh, yeah, nigga, if we were in elementary together, what was my girlfriend's name then?
Samantha Jenkins.
Oh, shit, dude. You're that one nigga who bullied me and tried to fuck me up the ass and get, dude. You know what? I tried to have an intelligent conversation with you, but you know what? You're actually a big fucking bully, you know that? You know, you're actually, I think, one of the black men. That's what I think you are. What?
Are you on drugs?
No. I actually have a better question for you. Are you on drugs?
No.
Answer
a
question.
Not at all.
I'm
not
on drugs.
All right, guys. What's the question you're talking about?
Vince, wait. I have a question for you, Vince.
What?
Why won't Goofy Bone challenge me to a boxing fight?
Because he's a pussy.
Okay. Well, tell him I want a boxing fight. I'll go to California and everything. I'll challenge him to a boxing fight.
Oh, dude, I will film that. That would be epic, dude. We should put that on pay-per-view.
I'm down. Let's do this. Chew versus Goofy Bone. Let's do this.
We'd make over 9,000 Bitcoin on that pay-per-view.
What we just did on pay-per-view.
Let's do this.
9,000? There's no way that could be right!
Vince, we need to make this show go longer. Should I get somebody to card you another hour?
No.
I'll card you like 50 hours, dude.
No, the show will go for another hour, but if anybody else wants to listen, they got to call in right now. You have to be called in to listen to the rest of the show. The live broadcast ends in one minute the show ends on the live on the internet, but we're going to continue into overtime, and you can join us. We're going to have some cyber fun, I'm sure.
Vince, how much would it cost to get you to change your
7667? What's that?
Vince, how much would it cost to get you to change your show's name to Russell League Radio?
Oh, that would take some negotiating. I'd have to get my accountant and some lawyers involved, but we can negotiate offline. I want to thank everybody for listening. Once again, 347-826-7667. If you don't call now, you missed out. Check the archives for the rest. Until next time, hit me up on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. And we got plenty of ladies on the line. I want to thank Lady Slugga for coming out tonight and hanging out with me in the green room while God knows what was happening on over here. I don't know what you guys were talking about.
We were trying to educate a good friend, Aaron Socio, about the Illuminati and, like,
trying to educate
you know, being a good person.
And educate Kate, which is hilarious.
Yeah.
Can't defend himself.
I'm sorry, I missed that.
Yeah, but we're not Team Poison. Knowledge is power, son.
We're like as though Team Poison and Anonymous joined forces, and then you tried to say try and censor this, but we said ha.
Exactly.
What the fuck are you talking
about? That's because 99.9%
of
Anonymous are useless.
Ow.
Have you ever tried and censor this, huh?
This is not doxing fucking Thursday. This is Big Titty Tuesday. My God. Socio, why are you taking this from these kids? Why are you letting them beat up on you like this?
It's the milligram corollary. 5% of people just conform to what everyone else is doing. So it's just entertainment for me to listen to it. It's called the Lucifer effect. It's why Nazi Germany was able to pull off what it did. 95% of people will obey orders, no matter how sick and twisted.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what happens in every chat room in the world every single day. 95% of people will conform to what everyone else is doing. Look, read the whole fucking chat room. Listen to every single radio show. It's the
same. Are you like a chat roomologist?
To be honest, I don't look at my chat room, thankfully. It's a good thing.
I'm trying to explain to you why the behavior of the last 5,000 years has went the way it is and why war has existed for 5,000 years.
Well, it's actually the nigger's fault. That's why. It's actually the black man's fault.
Oh, what is the thing with the black man? Why do you always go there? When you go there, you can support your position.
Well, here's what makes me mad is that you're not in the kitchen right now making a sandwich. For some reason, you're on the phone.
If
I make you a sandwich, I guarantee you it's going to have arsenic on it.
This represents the average intelligence in the world.
Wow, that's pretty
nasty. This represents the average intelligence. So keep talking, because that is why the world is so fucked up, is because you represent
the average intelligence.
All right. This is what I'm going to do now. I'm sorry I had to come to this. No, Lady Slugger. We'll keep Lady Slugger on.
I'm here.
All right. Basically, this is what I'm going to do. I got the ladies on the line with me. I got Lady Slugger. I got Bathtub Girl. And now another lady joining us, Melissa 13.
Oh.
Melissa 13, what's on your mind?
Oh, hi. I'm just seriously a little bit worried about the mental state of our friend Aaron here.
How so? Please tell me.
I don't know. Like, this is the thing. Like, I don't know if this is the first that you all have been exposed to this gentleman.
No, this is not the first time I've been exposed to Aaron, no.
Okay.
Me, yeah.
I think some of your listeners and panel might be.
I guarantee you this is Lady Slug's first time ever being exposed to.
Yes, it is.
He's
fucking nuts.
Okay, that was sicko.
I can't hear.
Hold on, I'm taking you off speaker. I'm sorry. Hold on a second.
Danny is a little bit late to the party. He said he just took down his pants. My pants have been off since the middle of the show.
You're welcome.
Anyways, continue, Melissa, please.
Okay. He sounds like a well-meaning guy, and, like, I think he really gives a shit and is maybe trying in his own way to, like, bring truth to the masses or whatever, but he comes off as a flamingly disjointed, crazy person. If you go and look at the shit he tweets out that he links to, and, I mean, I'm not kidding, I'm really kind of worried about his mental health. He says everything, like, oh, people are saying I'm a... I mean, he's one of those people whose conspiracy theory fucking tinfoil hat is screwed on so fucking hard, he's got fucking welts on his forehead. Like, I'm worried about the man.
Let's go, Aaron Socio, your rebuttal.
I would like to explain the psychological aspect behind something I'm going to post to the chat room here in a moment. It's called the Gaia Hypothesis. It means that the Earth is a self-regulating system. It means that all life is one. Psychologically, people cannot handle it. That's why it's been denied since the 1970s. I cracked the code.
How'd you crack the code,
Milgram,
bro?
Dimethyltryptamine is the communication pathway between all life on Earth. It's how animals communicate. It's made in the human pineal gland in your brain. This information's been covered up for a long fucking time.
I mean, look, like, I'm always willing to listen to this kind of conversation, and, like, I don't buy the status quo ever.
I have a question.
Like,
I have a question.
Okay.
This pertains to Anonymous. That dude, hey there, guys. Hey there, guys. I just realized this. Is this avatar a brony of my little character?
Wait, what are you talking about?
Guy, hey, guys. Is that a pony? It's a fucking pony, isn't that?
My phone is cutting in and out, I think. I don't think I'm hearing everything.
I'm not either. It's cutting in and out on me, too.
Okay, good.
Yeah, that's the Illuminati.
This is what I'm talking about. If you look at the chat room, it's a bunch of ridiculous nonsense, because as soon as people hear the information I tell them, they regress to childhood and they start talking about My Little Pony.
That's when they regress to childhood? Have you messed with the fucking internet?
But no,
like,
hey there, guys. His thing, his icon is a pony. I didn't even realize that.
Well, there's a lot with the pineal gland. I mean, he's right on that.
All right, I'm going
to
bring
males regress to childhood after they get the information planted into their subconscious.
Ken.
Yeah, what?
They can't fight wars. They can't fight
wars. Is any of your audience the Flawless Crew anymore, or are they all gone too?
Oh, they're long gone, thank God.
The who crew?
The Flawless Crew.
I liked them, Vince. I'm sorry. They were my babies.
They were fun. It was a group of college age chicks that were troll. It was basically a chick troll crew. They doxed the fuck out of me and would troll the fuck out of me, and they got they
enjoyed
raided
every
me.
Minute of it.
It was I was like their creeper guy that they would prank call and raid my chat room. They got this website called ONTD. They have a message board there where it's essentially like the 4chan, but for chicks.
Great.
And so they rated my show, and I had something like, it was more than the Brony show. It was something like 1,000 listeners and 200 callers, and it was just all chicks trolling me.
You must have loved that.
It was actually kind of fun.
There was one that used to do real erotic poetry.
And that's that piece.
And caramel or something like that. Infinity
caramel.
Guitars.
Yeah. Yeah, Infinity Guitars still follows me on Twitter.
Yeah, me too. And Velton.
Velton's still around. Do you remember Granny Tranny?
I love Granny. I was just on her show earlier.
Yeah, Granny Tranny's still around. She called into my show a couple nights ago. Oh, who else have we had? Too many to keep track of.
There was that guy, Bill.
Who,
oh,
Bill Wagner? Bill Wagner?
Yeah, Wagner Crew.
Oh, my God. Oh, the Bill Wagner Crew?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They're when
has he last had a show on BTR?
Bill Wagner has not had a show in a couple. Last time he did a show, he was teamed up with FRD.
Well, that's true. He has, what's it called? Strong Market Marketing. That's what he has now. Because I named that company. Mm-hmm.
Melissa, you were going to say something? Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not even kidding you. I think that it would be wonderful. And this is just my suggestion. But if like, okay, like this Aryan socio guy, right? He seems to have a lot of truth. And I'm putting quotes around that. But he wants to dispel upon the public, right?
Uh-huh.
Dedicate a show to him letting us know all the things he wants to share.
I'm just here for entertainment purposes, darling. I'm not trying to accomplish anything.
Oh, so now it's an
entertainment. No offense, you're not really important. You don't work for the UN, do you? Amnesty International,
Actually, I think Schmoop works for the UN. Schmoop, you work for the UN, don't you?
Yes, that's right.
As a member of the UN, do you care to comment?
As a member of the UN, I would just like to say that niggers and Jews are the reason why society is messed up today. People like Aryan Socio, who says people aren't important when all he's trying to do is oppress the white man. That's all I got to say.
Game? Are you playing a video game or listening to music, or both?
He's in a tiny chat.
He's in a tiny chat,
I guarantee it.
What about Danny? Danny, what do you have to say?
No love. What about Aryan Socio?
Sure.
I just want to know if you've ever tried and censored this, huh?
Have you ever tried bath salt, Aryan?
No.
You want to try
Aryan, you're lying. Salt? You're lying, Aryan. You have tried bath salts because in your own Paceman you linked an article that said bath salts are in the water system. So you have tried the bath salts.
This is true.
So nice. High five. I said bath salts are in the water system because that's what.
So you drink water, don't you?
You see, that's what you said.
Whose water system, though, was it?
Drink bath salts.
Be specific.
Ask a specific question.
Okay, I'm going to ask you a specific question. Do you drink bath salts? That's my specific question.
Ask me an intelligent question, please.
Hold on.
Are you avoiding the question?
Give me about 10 seconds.
Are you avoiding the question?
I asked you an intelligent question earlier, Aryan. I asked you why you are choosing to want to associate with the Aryan Brotherhood when you're all for peace and love. It's just
I associate with every single hate group. I don't know if you saw the list.
Listen,
I
have an intelligent question for you, Aryan. My question is, has anyone really been far, even as decided to use, even though want to do look more like?
Did he cut out?
What did you say? I didn't hear
what
he said.
Okay, the question again. I'm going to tell you the question again. Has anyone really been
it's
far, even
an
as decided?
It's actually answering the form of a question.
What's that?
Try again. What?
Has anyone really been far, even as decided to use, even though want to do more like?
I don't even understand.
Question.
Are you sure?
Slow down, bro. Slow down. Ask it slower.
Okay. I'm gonna do it slowly for you one more time. Okay. Has anyone really been far, even as decided to use, even go want to do more like?
Wow.
Silly, a complete question.
You guys haven't heard that goal before. You know
that's hilarious.
Where I heard the first say that one was Wild Goose.
Type it so we can see it, bro.
Wild Goose used to do that one all the time. I can't believe you never heard Wild Goose do that one.
I have a question for Aryan, another one, since he dodged the first one. I've
I
got
hope it's a
one.
Real funny one. I hope it's really funny because you're really witty.
It actually is.
I just wanted to know, basically the question is, so you're with your girlfriend and you're making out when the phone rings and you answer it and the voice says, what are you doing with my daughter? And then you tell the girl, and she says, my dad is dead. Well, then who was phone?
Ever seen
Aryan, I actually have another question for you. Aryan, I have another question for you. An Indian and a nigga walk in a bar, and the bar goes... Who done it?
I can't wait till the Aryan Brotherhood shows up at your house and guts you like a fish.
Oh, fuck. Dude, I want the Aryan Brotherhood to show up. Please. I want.
All right, ladies.
Bazaar.
The boys are all in the green room right now. They're gonna.
Okay, good.
It's just me. It's just me and the ladies now.
Mm-hmm. Titty talk.
So we can get down to business. You know what I'm saying?
Is your penis still?
I'm sorry, I didn't catch that. What?
I said, is your penis still out?
Yeah. Well, I've been pantless. I've been pantless for the second half of the show. So yes.
Well, so you were waiting for me to go in the green room. You already had your pants off.
Yeah, I told you that in the green room.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm really disappointed. We had Amber the stripper on the line, and she dropped off.
That's sad.
Yeah.
That breaks my heart.
She had double D's. She was going to be our actual big booty chick. No big tits on Big Tit Tuesday. And we had tits, plenty of tits. But, yeah. And there are a couple folks listening. Folks that are listening, if you want, just press the number 1 and you can join the fun here on air.
Sure.
Especially if you're a lady with large breasticles. Or you can go in the green room and listen to Shmoop, Danny, and Aaron Socio go at it.
How do I do that exactly?
Do you want to get in there and hear what they're talking about?
Yeah, I mean, I've got boobs, so. Throw me into the room. How do I sit?
Fine. You're going to be our correspondent. I'll stick you in there with them for a second. Tell me what's going on.
Just come.
Okay. She is now in the green room with Socio, Shmoop, Danny.
What a traitor. I thought you were going to have 3 of us. That would have been great.
Yeah. I'm going to throw them down. Just didn't get that point. Well.
I said some inappropriate things earlier when I thought I was muted when the song was playing.
I mute people when I don't realize, and I mute myself when I don't realize it, because usually I'll mute myself. Sometimes I do it through Skype. Sometimes I do it through the board. Sometimes I have both of them on at the same time, and I don't realize it.
Oh, I wasn't muted.
Neither was I. We were both talking funny.
Yeah, that was
kind of
cool.
Song reminded me of pussy. I'm like, yeah. And I was talking to myself.
Mm. Nice. Well, please don't hold back.
That was funny though.
Oh, yeah.
It's been a while since I talked to you. I mean, really talked to you.
You're talking to me?
Days. Mm-hmm.
Why? Well, how long has it been?
Since we really talked. I mean, my goodness, my daughter got hit by a car, and I was away from BTR for a while. I can't even remember really the last time we had a decent conversation. How long do you think it's been? How long do you think it's been?
Where'd he go?
Oh, he's there.
Are you touching
Unless
yourself
his
again?
Little headset and it's just dead air. And there's people listening on the air without their hand up. Could be he's checking on the green room, making sure everything's okay there. So it's me and you. What are you thinking?
Nothing.
So are you straight, bi, or occasionally have an experience with a woman?
I'm bi.
Yeah.
It depends on the women, though. I can't even say I'm bi. I'm just turned on by certain women.
Yeah, I think some women are just, you know, we're sexual beings. You know, some people have more shared experiences of both sexes And then I think there's some people that occasionally have an experience, if you know what I'm saying.
Okay, and we're back. All right, so we're on the show. The chicks are in the green room now. We pulled that off. All right. All right, so where to leave off? I got Melissa, Danny, Schmoop, and Socio on. What do we determine about Socio? Or what
area? Well, we've actually come to a conclusion that Socio is a nigger lover. Yeah, he actually loans the black man and is trying to overthrow his white brothers.
Aaron, please tell everybody that you just agreed that if Oakland doesn't burn in 8 weeks, you're going to quit the internet for good.
There's not going to be an internet.
There's not going to be
possible. You can't even destroy the internet because it's
what if there's an internet in 8 weeks, Aaron? What about that? What if there's an internet in 8 weeks? What then?
Did you not even destroy the internet?
You know what? Do you understand what's about to happen in this country?
I'll just plug in my Bluetooth to my laptop, and I'll have internet.
I want to be in this country if I were you.
Dude, I'll just plug the Bluetooth into my laptop, and I'll have internet.
Nigga, what you don't understand is I'm actually not in the country right now. I'm actually in England right now. I'm actually a ghost.
I know. I've seen your docs. If that's
you seen it?
I've
seen yours too, Aaron. You can deny it all you want to, but we've seen yours too.
Dude, when you were on Skype with me, I pulled your IP address before I even saw your docs. I didn't even know your docs was out, so I started doxing you. And then I looked at it, and I pulled your IP address.
Good for you. I'm monitored by every fucking government agency there is. So go ahead and
post that's
it.
Cool. I mean, because I know what a VPN is. And you obviously don't. And you're sending threatening emails to government agencies from your home IP, which I think is hilarious.
Nigga, I know is.
And you see what's happening to me? Nothing. You know why? Because they know who I am. And they know what's coming. FEMA can't.
Because they don't care about you, Aaron. They don't care about you.
You're going to find out real soon.
You want them so badly to care about you, but they don't even know you exist.
Nigga, you're like Gen Emic in a sense. You're like the male version of Gen Emic, dude. Come on. Get out of here with that.
I think you're going to find out very shortly.
I actually want to find out very shortly what's going to happen. I actually want to find out what kind of heckler powers do you have.
You have until 7 a.m. Eastern time to tell Shoop what's going to happen.
7 a.m. You have until 7 a.m. to be elite heckler and hack my systems, bro. Come on,
I don't need to hack your system. I've already hacked my mind. Why do you?
You hacked my mind.
He's behind over 9,000 thoughts. You can't hack his mind.
Who are you?
Why
Kevin Mitnick?
Right now?
Are you Kevin Mitnick?
Kevin Mitnick won't talk to me. He changed.
Dude,
he said
he's the reason that Kevin Mitnick changed his phone number.
It's over 9,000.
Mitnick PM'd to me a second ago when he was telling me that he snitched out to the FBI.
Ask him.
Little does he know that I'm actually the real Kevin Mitnick.
Yeah, let me just ask Kevin Mitnick, because I have his freaking phone number in my Rolodex here. Let me just call him up and ask him.
Well, you're a big elite hacker. I figured you knew all the top people.
Yeah, dude, I'm fucking elite, bro.
I used to be a network trace engineer for the fucking government. Did you know that?
Weeblo scout.
Nigga, I actually used to be in the Boy Scouts. I don't know what you're talking about. I used to sell Boy Scout cookies and Boy Scout cookie accessories, nigga.
Very nice. High five.
Humor is the best medicine for fear. Keep using as much as you need.
Are you sure you're not like Shaggy the Angel, dude? Because you sound exactly like that dude. You know, always going on about like the world blowing up and shit. Like, you niggas from Anonymous.
I think my voice more deeper so I can sound like I'm tough.
Like, that them guys, Fox Mask, must be cutting off fucking circulation to your head or something, dude.
Hold on, don't lump this crazy motherfucker in with Anonymous, all right? This motherfucker has shit to do with Anonymous, even though he claims to be behind everything that's ever happened in Anonymous, from Barrett Brown.
What do you think those stand-down orders were? What do you think those stand-down orders were, friends? Why do you think
we're friends? Your stand-down orders, I guess. You son of a bitch. Nobody listens to you.
You didn't have to listen. They implanted into your subconscious. The subconscious controls over 90% of your behavior. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that. I didn't know that. But thank you for educating me.
I'm glad you're aware again.
Hey, Aaron, can you hack my brain right now, please? Like, I'm bored.
Your brain is already hacked. It doesn't need to be hacked anymore.
Aaron, little do you know that while you hack my brain, I actually rooted yours. I'm actually RMing everything right now.
What?
Do you not know what RMing is? Are you not much of a script kitty? Like, do you still learn Windows?
He doesn't even know what... He's not even
kitty?
A script, bro.
Dude, I'm running Windows.
Do you know what RM is?
I mean, Skyrim.
I stopped hacking.
I can't even pronounce the game.
I stopped hacking when I was, like, 16.
Aaron, I'm actually
reading
a book for you today. It's called Linux for Dummies.
Did you just say
that's
you didn't start fapping until you were 16? What the fuck?
Dude, what?
That's the mentality you still have to have.
Okay, so far, here's what we got at Aaron's social. He didn't start jacking off until he was 16. He's related to Quagmire. He's in the Illuminati. He's black. He was the leader of Anonymous.
I'm the leader of Anonymous.
I'm Sebastian insane. Yes, you're the new leader of Anonymous, but... That's a different story, you know, because, you know, those kids go around running and doing shit like that. Anyways, he
tried
know,
to censor this, huh?
Have you ever seen Heartless?
I don't think he knows what RMing is.
Have you ever seen that movie?
What movie?
Which one? There's over 9,000 movies.
Yeah, there actually is over 9,000 movies, dude. Come on, you got to pick one movie, dude.
Don't conform to each other too much. It almost seems like you're the same person when you do that.
Me and Davey are actually the same person. Yes.
You didn't know that?
Have you noticed that?
Did you know that I'm actually a ghost holding two phones right now? We're talking at the same time?
All life is one. Isn't that interesting?
I'm a fucking ventriloquist, dude. I throw my voice and I can make it sound like I'm talking when Shmoop is talking, but we're actually the same person.
That's interesting. That's because you're talking to yourself, because all life is one. You're just having conversations with yourself.
When you showed me the video that dude made, and you said, yeah, I made the video, and I was like, I think you're taking credit for somebody else's hard work, and then you were like, no, I made it because all life is one, you know? It's kind of like how Milli Vanilli really won that Grammy because All Life is One. They actually sung that song.
Did you really bring up Milli Vanilli? Really?
Yes, I do. Dude, you know what? As a matter of fact, you know what I blame all this on? I blame it on the rain, dude.
Blame it on the rain. I love it. It's another classic from the 90s, I believe. Right, Melissa? Melissa, are you there? Rich, is this on?
I mean, she handed the phone to Sicko a while ago, but here's Melissa.
Hi, Vin.
Oh, Sicko, what's up? Hello?
Well, we're both here.
Okay. Final thoughts, kids. Anything you'd like to say before we get cut off?
Aaron Socio, quote-unquote, Cass, he's got some problems, and I'm worried about him. That's what I've got to say about it. There's figuring out that shit's corrupt and fucked, and there's diving off a deep end, and wow, that's all I've got to say about that. Or maybe Sicko will tell you his final thoughts now.
My only final thought is, Aaron, come at me. I don't ever issue challenges. Aaron, come at me, you stupid faggot.
All right, perfect. Danny, final thoughts, quickly.
Final thoughts. I don't know. I'd shout out to the Russell League, Assert MacFags, Meet Kitty Fuck, Shmoop Jr., Visual Show, Geist and Gonzo, and I don't know, dude. Arian Socialhood or Arian Social, whatever. Dude, he's sounds like a smart dude, but, I mean, Jesus, like, wow. Dude needs to get some hobbies, maybe take up, you know, I don't know, knitting or some shit. Fuck, I don't know, dude.
Perfect. Shmoop, quickly, final thoughts.
Yes. My final thoughts, the Rough Lee, Danny, Meeps, fucking Asshole, Max Hags, and all them fools and shit. Jackal's still a scared bitch. Emmy's still a scared bitch. So is Anon Two World and all the rest of the moral fags. Aaron Socio, dude, I'm gonna be serious here, dude. You really need to get some help. I don't know where you're getting these crazy ass fucking thoughts, dude.